Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah continues discussing the same case as the previous Mishnah, where there are two courtyards, an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. The inner courtyard has to exit through the outer courtyard in order to get into the Rishus HaRabim, to get to the street, the public domain. Previously we saw there was a difference of opinion if the fact that the inner courtyard has to walk through the outer courtyard, do they need to join in the Eruv of the outer courtyard in order for the outer courtyard's Eruv to be valid for them to carry in the outer courtyard? The Tanakhama held that they do need to join the Eruv, otherwise they will restrict the people in the outer courtyard from carrying. The next Mishnah follows that opinion. Shachat Echad min Nechitzayin of Eruv. If somebody in the outer courtyard forgot to join in the Erev, and he didn't contribute to the Erev, Hapnimis Muteris, the people in the inner courtyard who made their own Erev in the inner courtyard, they're still permitted to carry in the inner courtyard, V'achitzena Asurim, but the people in the outer courtyard are prohibited because there's somebody in the Chatzar who forgot to contribute, and they did not all join yet together. Min Hapnimis V'le Erev, if someone who lived in the inner courtyard forgot to join in the Erev, then Shtei Masuris are both prohibited because the inner courtyard, somebody from the inner courtyard did not join in their own personal Erev, so they can't carry. And the outer courtyard, the person from the inner courtyard forgot to contribute also to the outer courtyard's Erev, and this is following the opinion in the previous Mishnah that since he has walking rights to walk through the outer courtyard to the street, he also needs to join in, and since he did not join in, he invalidates their Erev. The Mishnah now switches to a different case, where the two courtyards, the inner and outer courtyard, are joined together, making one Erev, and they're placing the Erev in the outer courtyard. Nasnu Eruvan b'makam echad. If they both jointly made an Erev and they put it in one place, and this is in the outer courtyard, V'shachach echad min apnimius, v'shachach echad, and one of the people forgot to join in the Erev, bein min apnimius, bein min achitzayna, whether the person who forgot was from the inner courtyard or whether he was from the outer courtyard, v'lay Erev, he forgot and he did not join in the Erev, shtei masuris, they're both going to be prohibited from carrying in the chatzar because they only have one Erev that they're all relying on and they did not join in together for that Erev, and it invalidates that Erev for all of them, and they cannot carry. V'mhayu shal yechidim, if the two courtyards only had individuals in them, there was one person living in the inner courtyard and one person living in the outer courtyard, einan tzrichim l'arev, they do not need any Erev at all. This is following the opinion of the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah, who argued on Rabbi Kiva, and he held that since the inner person in this case does not need to make Erev whatsoever and is permitted to carry without any Erev, therefore he won't restrict the outer courtyard person from carrying in his courtyard, even though the inner person does have walking rights to walk through the outer courtyard. Since he doesn't need a personal Erev, he won't restrict the outer courtyard to require them to make an Erev either. Parak Zion, Mishnah Aleph, discusses two chatzers, two courtyards that have a wall running between them, and a window that opens in that wall that they can pass things through if they can join together in one Erev, or do they need two separate Eruvim? Chalayin shebein shtei chatzeris. If there's a window in the wall that's between two different courtyards, arba al arba batei chasara. If it's 4x4 tefachim, the window is 4 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, and it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, then ma'arvin shnayim, if they want, they can make two separate Eruvim, v'mratzu ma'arvin echad, if they want, they can make one Erev. In this case, since the window is large enough, and it's low enough to facilitate that they can pass items back and forth, and they can and so they can join together, they have the choice, if they want, to make one Erev chatzeris between the two of them, which would allow people to carry from one chatzer into the other chatzer, and from their house into houses of the other chatzer. If they want, they can make a separate Erev and do each one separately. Pachas mi'arba al-arba, if the window is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or if it's more than 10 tefachim from the ground, which makes it too difficult to pass things through in an easy fashion, then ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad, they're only able to make two separate Eruv chatzeris independent for each chatzer. Ve'im ma'arvin echad, you cannot make one Eruv in this case for both chatzeris together, since they're not considered joint. There's no easy passage between the two. They have to make, each one has to make their own separate Eruv chatzeris.